At the White House today, spokesman Tony Snow said the administration is not discouraged by the first response from Iran on an offer to talk. This is the nuclear issue. Foreign secretaries from the U.S. and other U.N. Security Council countries offered Iran a deal yesterday. Washington will join others in offering incentives for Iran to give up its pursuit of technology that could lead to nuclear weapons. But the U.S. did agree Iran can have nuclear power if it suspends enriching uranium. That's what could lead to weapons. In Tehran today, an Iranian official said work with enrichment will go ahead. Gary Sick focuses on Iran for the Middle East Institute at Columbia University. Gary, what do you make of all this?
Well, I think the initial Iranian reaction was probably predictable and actually fairly mild. You know, the U.S. offer was cast in a very negative way. It was a little tiny offer wrapped up in a lot of negative verbiage. And this was a compromise position. There are a lot of hardliners in Washington who really didn't want to see this offer go forward at all.
So you're saying there is a dispute within the Bush administration about whether or not this offer should even go forward to Iran. How is it resolved in favor of the offer? Do you know?
There really are two major camps, what most people would call the realist camp in the State Department, which includes Condoleezza Rice, the secretary, and the alternative to that is the Cheney staff, which is really kind of a black box in the White House, which is really designed to sort of prevent policy from getting made, except in their most extreme view of how it should be done. And the Cheney group, I think, has normally prevailed in these confrontations. In this case, I would say that the fact that they went along with this probably is a measure of the fact that they've been rather severely weakened by the effects of what happened in Iraq.
If the ultimate point here is Iran must agree to stop enriching uranium, is that a condition that you could see the Iranians saying, okay, we'll buy that?
It didn't actually say stop. It said suspend. And I can see Iran agreeing to suspend its enrichment activities, at least for a period of time while discussions go on. But my guess is that at the end of this process of negotiation, Iran will retain at least some capability for enrichment, and almost certainly with very heavy monitoring and inspection by the International Atomic Energy Agency. At the moment, basically what is being asked is for Iran to cease any further enrichment activities while discussions are going on. And that is within the realm of possibility. I think once Iran demonstrated officially that it was capable of enriching uranium, then it was in a position to bargain about where they go from there. And they have done that, and my guess is that it's not impossible for them to find a formula that would let them suspend activities, at least for the moment, while some kind of negotiations proceed.
There is a way to get to some sort of face-saving deal where everyone can agree that they got pretty much what they need and crisis goes away.
Well, I think that's putting an awfully positive spin on it. I'm not making any predictions at this point. All I'm saying is the elements are there that potentially would let each side come out of this with a face-saving formula that, in fact, could be very helpful.
Gary Sick with the Middle East Institute at Columbia University. Gary, thank you.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be right back.